Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, where you hear about the business of the casino entertainment industry from the people who make it happen. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we sit down with Renato Ascoli, the CEO of IGT North America Gaming and Interactive, to discuss his company's progress since the merger of GTEC and IGT more than 2 years ago. The GGB Podcast is brought to you by iGamingPlayer.com, the nation's leading affiliate marketing service for land-based and online casinos. One of the largest mergers in gaming history occurred more than 2 years ago when IGT was bought by GTEC Lottomatica. At that time, Renato Ascoli was appointed CEO of IGT North America and Interactive. Based in Las Vegas, Ascoli talks about how the corporate culture has emerged, new products, innovative technology, and the state of the gaming industry overall. But he reveals that his most important goal is to put the player first. He contends that unless his company understands the end user, it can't service its casino customers as effectively as necessary. He spoke with me and editor Frank Legato in his offices at IGT headquarters in Las Vegas for the cover of the October issue of GGB, available now. Renato Ascoli, thanks for joining us on the podcast. We're here with Frank Legato on the phone and here in the IGT headquarters in Las Vegas. And thanks for joining us. It's great to get together with you again.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure.
So, you're coming up into the... we've done 2 years now with you and Marco in charge of IGT, and we want to catch up certainly with the gaming division. So let's start with how the corporate culture transition has occurred. I think it's been relatively smooth just as an outsider. What's your impression of how it has worked out since GTEC and IGT had really merged?
I have to say that's my impression too. Mm-hmm. I didn't quite feel a major, say, clash mm-hmm. cultures here. I think ultimately that was a nice blend. Mm-hmm. And you should remember, first and foremost, that the two companies were quite complementary to each other.
So yes.
GTEC was coming from being strong in lottery,
mm-hmm.
and IGT was a very strong brand in mm-hmm. gaming, number one in gaming. So we were bringing... B2B and B2C experience. Mm-hmm. Well, clearly the experience here was mainly B2B, but there was also Double Down that was introducing some more direct content to the players, not
sure.
just customers. So I think it was a natural blend. So I didn't quite find any major, hurdle mm-hmm. in blending the teams. And the way I see teams playing now is, use the word smooth.
Mm-hmm.
I would use that.
Yeah, okay. Now, in addition to the complementary technology that you brought together, I mean, you also brought together two different cultures in the world. I mean, GTEC was really an Italian company, with some other divisions around the world, and of course IGT was based in the U.S. How did that kind of transition go?
Well, I'm curious. You would say GTEC was an Italian company. So if you would refer that question to our friends in Providence, they would never say
right. They wouldn't say that. That's true.
But yes, I think that we tried to mm-hmm. install some. I wouldn't say Italian culture
yeah.
at all. Again, we actually brought B2C experience.
Okay.
This is really the mm-hmm. basic cultural influence that we determined to GTEC,
okay.
and now we're trying to do in IGT. Because as you may know already. Lottomatica, so
right.
the earlier
right.
GTEC was and is running B2C operation on behalf of
mm-hmm.
the local regulator.
Sure.
So to make an example, and let's talk about gaming since we are here for that. I managed in the past VLT operations in Italy
mm-hmm.
as an operator.
Okay.
So I have a tendency to put myself in our customers' shoes. So this is why when I started working here, we thought it was so important to prove to our customer that the contents and the product we deliver
mm-hmm.
have gone through a thorough marketing approach, including focus groups, market tests,
mm-hmm.
field trials, and things like that. This is a kind of a culture that we are installing. So ask people to think of the players first and foremost.
Okay.
Great. So what do you consider some of the core values of the IGT corporate culture now that you've blended these two companies?
Well, you know, we have many, and you will see all the walls here with a huge, let's say, communication tool that feels very strong. So we talk about being passionate, responsible, collaborative, authentic, and pioneering. But my personal one, and I hope you will excuse me for saying so, is really about being passionate.
Okay.
So this is, I think, what really characterizes IGT, as I see the people working.
Sure, absolutely.
Being constantly passionate about what we are doing and trying to be always aligning our interests with our customers.
Okay. Well, that's a little bit of Italy you bring into the equation
probably,
here, right?
Yes, probably.
So within the last year, IGT has sold Double Down, which had been, you know, a very profitable part of the company. What was the idea to sell that, and will you continue to develop social casino within the company?
Yeah, well, first of all, you know how much the market changed recently.
Mm-hmm.
Not only the market has begun much more competitive,
sure,
but also a major transformation happened in the industry just a year ago.
Right.
With Playtika being purchased and many other players trying to expand the market share, not just organically, but through acquisition. So first of all, we were surprised and received a huge amount of offers, quite significant offers, actually, that we could not simply refuse.
Mm-hmm.
Second, we thought that although we had a credible and strong plan, the player who ultimately bought Double Down, so DUG, actually bought the plan that we were thinking to deliver.
Okay.
So that was something like achieving a plan with no risk.
Mm-hmm.
So that was something that we discussed with the board, and the board ultimately approved the idea to sell Double Down.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an important segue. As you rightly said, we are not leaving the social space.
Right.
So through the agreement that we cut with DUG, we are actually committed to deliver more games to them and profitable, good games to them through a porting mechanism that we have in place.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be enjoying the success of DUG through increased royalty.
Right.
So we have a true vested interest in continuing to participate in this space and supporting DUG to grow.
Okay. So do you serve your casino customers by including this into the package when you sell them slot machines? Well, we also have this Double Down platform still available to you.
So we have a very limited number of customers that will be continue serving on the social space.
Okay.
And clearly now we need to devote all our attention to DUG. Although, as you know, Double Down itself has a plan to include some casino operators, land-based operators into that. So I cannot guarantee that we'll continue to do so, but they have that option open for them.
Okay.
So I'm not anticipating to expand our offer to other players.
Sure.
We will exclusively be serving DUG, grandfathering clearly all the commitments that we have in place as of today, but that's an option that will still be open in the future.
That's great. So there seemed to be a renewed R&D push in all of the product segments at IGT this year. What was the strategy behind that?
Well, first and foremost, as you probably heard, when we began this new adventure, we elected not to reduce R&D spending. So we combined the two entities, and although we were striving for finding synergies in many other places, we kept the R&D numbers where they were.
Okay.
And because we wanted to allow us some time to assess our capacity to regain confidence in many segments. So we didn't leave any stone unturned, we'll put it this way. I think now, as we approach G2E 2017, we will be at the final litmus test.
Mm-hmm.
So as I was discussing with the team this morning, I think that this year G2E will be really about delivering to the market all the things that we have promised in these two last years. And so the market will be able to appreciate, assess all the things we're bringing. And so I think we have a bunch of novelties to deliver in many areas. Core video, that clearly was the area that we felt we were suffering more compared to competition.
Sure.
Stepper, Premium, VLT, Class 2, Oklahoma, which in my mind is a particular niche in systems, in new technologies for the virtual reality. So there will be a bunch of new things. ATG, too, that we recently revamped a little bit. And that would be our opportunity to assess market acceptance and make potentially some decisions in terms of portfolio immediately after. But we are quite confident about what we've done.
Okay. So I'm anxious to see your stand this year at G2E. Last year it was the talk of the show floor. I don't know how you're going to top that, but I know you've got some things on the table there. What are some of the products that you're really focusing on this year?
As I said, the many areas I think we'll be bringing new vibes to the market. Mm-hmm. There's one thing that I'm particularly keen on, which is a new 4D technology that we'll be showing there, which to me is a really new player experience, something that the market has never seen before, and I'm looking forward to get customer feedback and players' feedback about that. But what I can tell you is that the technology that we are using is, let's say, mingling nicely with the content that we have designed. Mm-hmm. So I think a nice blend of technology and player experience.
Great, yes,
that's my ambition.
Right, definitely looking forward to that.
It seems to be one of your strongest new technologies. You've really developed that. You've put a lot of work into developing that into the 4D with the haptic technology.
Yes, absolutely. And this is coming on the heels of the success of 3D, actually. Mm-hmm. So a few years ago, when we elected as Spilo GTEC to invest in 3D technology, we thought that would be a niche, nothing more than that.
Right.
Surprisingly enough, this is not a niche anymore.
Right.
Actually, we are trending 3,000 plus units now, and the numbers are continually improving. And so it appears that players tend to like and get accustomed to that kind of experience, put it that way. And you're right. So we then felt reassured in continuing investing in that space. The haptic technology is significant in the game that we'll be showing, which is Sphinx 4D. But we also have introduced eye recognition, gesture recognition.
Right.
That makes the experience something new.
Yeah.
So again, technology itself is fine for all of us.
Sure.
We tend to be a little more geeks, right?
Right.
But whenever it blends nicely and offers a seamless and simple play experience, that's when technology becomes friendly.
Sure. Right? Well, the possibilities there are endless. Just when the gesture technology, as you mentioned, the follow the eyes. I mean, it's just an amazing technology that I've never seen before. So I was excited to see that at ICE, and can't wait to see your next step this time.
Yeah, well, you're working on that. Some technology that would tell you if you're a man or woman. Don't ask me why.
Yeah.
But some try to guess your age too.
Okay.
Again, don't ask me why. But we are refining that technology at the moment.
Great, that should be fun.
So, you've also seen renewed investment in your most traditional strong suits, namely steppers and video poker. Can you explain the strategy behind that? I mean, just basically staying on top of that market.
Yes, well, I can, and again, this dates back to the early month that we spent here. So when we came here, we thought that IGT was holding some major assets, some golden nuggets, as we thought and named them back then. And so the poker presence, to name one, and the stepper present too, but even some specific brands like what's the name of the vault? The
Fort Knox,
right? I encouraged the team to try to work on that. So find a way to slightly facelift that brand, renew it, bring it to the new era, but be respectful at the same time to the original play experience.
Sure.
So this is the kind of challenge they've been working with so far. And so this is why I think that those brands still have a lot of potential.
Yeah. Well, especially when you see other slot machine companies trying to get into the stepper market, and here IGT certainly dominates that market.
Right.
So why not pay attention to it for sure?
I think we have the right talents in content development. I think that and that was a testament to what legacy IGT did. That they brought to the market a new sleek cabinet also.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are working on that and trying to, but once again, pair a nice cabinet with better content.
Sure, okay.
So very interesting developments in video poker as well, which you own like 90% of it.
We're still dominating that market as of now,
Well, IGT once controlled more than 70% of the worldwide slot market. You know, that sort of declined long before you got here, but do you think the company can ever recapture that market dominance that you saw in those days?
Well, look, I think that the ecosystem we're living in is completely different.
Yeah.
So that's really a bit far away in my mind. What we are committing and what we are striving to make happen is a more significant recovery of our market share.
Mm-hmm.
So we still have a significant position in the market. In some areas we are dominating, like poker and stepper. In some other we are, let's say, matching competition. So we are working very respectfully to watch what our competitors are doing, but I think we have put the right effort to improve our market share even shortly in the next quarter.
Okay. Let's talk about skill games. You know, that's a big controversy, you know, in the operator side, whether it's going to work or not. But you've had some interesting entries, you know, right from the start. There's a couple of companies out there that are really just focused on that. But you guys, you know, obviously are bringing some of your expertise in slots to the skill games. Do you feel that there's somewhat a premature rush to this right now, or is the timing right?
I honestly do not know.
Mm-hmm.
What I can tell you that IGT as a company decided to design some games heavily dependent on the skill component.
Right.
And we are showing them, we are showcasing them to customers, and the appreciation is there, but the interest is not clear yet to me. Although, I have to say, we introduce skill components into more natural, let's say, a traditional slot machine games.
Right.
And the early feedback that I'm getting from the market, since we have a few cabinets in the market now, is very positive, encouraging. So that, I would not characterize that product to be a skill game experience.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But let's say, in the bonus feature, you get some of it.
Sure.
And maybe that's a way to, let's say, bridge.
Right. Slowly get into that.
So, yes, I think that a slow integration, a slow introduction probably is the best for everybody.
Now, the operators seem to be, you know, looking at skill games as they look at traditional slot machines. You know, you got to have that decision every few seconds, whereas, you know, the skill games we've seen on the market now are 30 to 45 seconds long. Is that an issue, do you think, for the operators, and are you looking at that equation as you consider skill games?
Some of them think might be an issue.
Mm-hmm.
I see the market quite polarized at the moment. So some areas that will never accept anything like that. Some other that are more keen on experimenting that solution. So, but I would say there's not a clear, say, feedback from the market yet.
Okay. Are you trying to broaden the demographic appeal of your games in any way?
We are constantly, I would say. And the way we are doing is not just by designing games with the some features like, as you said, skills or, say, billboards component that show your capacity to and your skill, if I may use that word, but also by introducing new features by which you interact with the slot machine.
Mm-hmm.
So everything we are doing in the mobile area is actually showing that. So as you probably know, we have a cardless Connect solution in place, soon to become a cashless solution, and potentially growing and offering operators the opportunity to have a direct communication to their patrons through their mobile phones.
Right.
So this is what we are trying to introduce in the market as a way let's say, approach millennials, as we always say. I'm sure you heard about our other solution, which is Play Spot.
Mm-hmm.
Which is in fact an opportunity to allow a patron sitting in a bar or a disco or a show to place a bet this is here in Nevada, or potentially play a game in a different environment.
Sure.
In his room, on the pool.
Right.
So, again, we are trying to create the condition by which a person that does not feel particularly attracted by the traditional slot machine may, say, experience the slot machine game in a different way.
Sure.
Or more, let's say, in a more confident environment for them.
Sure. Well, you know, you've got your system in at MGM. I have the sports betting app on my phone, and it's very, very different than the other ones on the market. How has that been performing for MGM and also for you guys?
Well, we are excited by the results, actually. No, I cannot say disclose numbers, but what I can tell you is that the numbers are growing. Player satisfaction is there. There's no cannibalization at all towards what the operators are doing on the normal land-based operations. On the contrary, whenever you have a big rush or big attention on March Madness or big events, they can actually enjoy the opportunity to expand their wagers quite significantly.
Okay.
And as you know, here in Nevada, once you have that app on your phone, you can play even outside the casino.
Right.
So
yeah. No question.
That's a further opportunity. So pleasing, feedbacks so far.
Yeah, and you know, some of the technical glitches we saw early on are gone. I live down in Boulder City, close to the border, so some of the apps don't work down there. But MGM
does. They're meant not to. They're meant not to. We need to be very strict on that, unfortunately.
Right.
So geolocalization
absolutely, yeah.
Has to be very sharp.
Right.
And let me also say that we need to stay very strict, and this is what our regulators are asking us to do.
No question.
So we definitely have trouble whenever you approach.
Yeah, but as I said, I'm pretty close to the border, and I don't have a problem with the MGM app as I do with some of the other apps. So, so that's a good job with geolocation anyway.
You actually use three different solutions at the same time,
just
to make it more precise.
Great. So, you know, you mentioned the play spot, that kind of leads into the question of what is the casino floor going to look like, you know, in 10 years or so, and how is IGD going to participate in this? Is that something that you're paying a lot of attention to, the future of the casino floor and what it's going to look like and how IGT will incorporate all of that into your operations?
We do pay a lot of attention to that. Again, I'm not a believer of major shocks in the market. I'm a believer of a constant transformation. And so this is why we are working closely with our customers, and we are supporting even some solutions. Some of our customers are beginning to create new locations, combining more, let's say, entertainment and gaming at the same time. And we are open to invest, to support them in that space, because that will be, I think, a good investment for all of us. But once again, I do not believe that anything will change overnight. But if we continue introducing new features and new solutions, mainly in the mobile space, I think we can create a new future without even realizing that this has happened.
Right. It'll just happen incrementally. It won't happen overnight.
Right, sequentially.
Right.
Yeah,
great. I just one more question. What are your biggest priorities and challenges going forward in the near term and in the long term?
Well, there's one thing that I'm trying to make it everybody's obsession, which is customer first. This is the mantra, the slogan we are sharing with all of us. And even player first, that probably could be even more important. So I'm encouraging the team to spend as much time as possible watching players and watching people reaction in the casinos. I think you've probably seen we have even tried to change the environment here. We have opened up new focus group areas. We have created a showroom here. We want people to be part of the content development. I think you probably heard we have established, how we call them, the group of enthusiasts here. So it's completely goes across the organizational lines. It's made of anybody who has passion. Once again, about games. So I'm asking this team, which is led by a nice guy called Mike Brennan, to provide us direct feedback about the games that we are in the process of developing. And we value that feedback a lot. So once again, it's all about customer satisfaction, player satisfaction, And that's what all matters to us, I think.
Right. Well, you know, just as a little aside here, you know, Frank and I have been covering this industry for a long time. and specifically, we've been covering this company for a long time. And when Chuck Mathewson was chairman, we used to see him in the casinos all by himself, just standing behind the slot machines and watching people play. So your commitment to that really echoes, you know, the past of this company, that you know, the players are number one. And I think that's admirable.
I'm so glad to hear that, actually. But I had the opportunity to meet Chuck, mm-hmm. and I sometimes talk to him.
Sure.
A wonderful person.
Very,
still very,
very smart guy.
And sharp.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't know about that, but I think we always need to learn from such big minds.
No question. Well, Renato, thanks for taking the time to talk to us. I know you're busy leading up to G2E, but we appreciate you sitting down with us, and we'll see you there. I'm really looking forward to your stand.
Always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You enjoyed this edition of the GGB podcast sponsored by iGamingPlayer.com, the leading affiliate marketing partner for online and land-based casinos. If you want to hear more about the topics discussed today, visit GGBMagazine.com for all the news and trends in the casino industry. For weekly updates, subscribe to GGB News, which delivers all the news of the gaming industry to your desktop, waiting for you every Monday morning. Please join us next week for another edition of the GGB podcast. And don't forget to follow GGB on Twitter at Global Gaming Biz, on Facebook and LinkedIn at Global Gaming Business Magazine. Have a great week.